Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoicing in God today. Know why? I am alive. Praise the Lamb of God. And other than a little cough, I am doing amazing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that you are doing the same. I see already in queue my friend and my brother. I believe this is Erico 773.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
It's Prophet Daryl. I knew it was him. I knew it. Prophet Daryl is in queue today. How are you, brother?
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed and seasoned with grace. I just walked and got my brand new house, my apartment keys on today. So
wait a minute, Prophet Daryl, you're going too fast. You just got your brand new apartment keys today?
Yes. So I'm rejoicing because I'm brand new. Brand new.
Ah, Prophet Delta, he brand new today, y'all. Y'all been away. Man, scared me for a minute. I looked on the page and it was pray for you, pray for your family and everything. And now you on here testifying. You sure have lifted my spirit, boy. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Daryl is on high. My goodness gracious. And we thank and praise God for you, you, and you. And those of you that's calling in and coming in to Q, error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live Tuesday studio. It's Testimony Tuesday, and Prophet Daryl has testified already. He got keys. All God's children going to get some keys. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Daryl, you remember we used to sing that? I got shoes, you got shoes. All God's children have shoes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord today for you, man of God, and happy that you are in good spirits. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, so much is going on until it's hard to even talk about it. There's a lot of activity going on. You know, Bishop Neil Ellis of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, second presiding bishop under Bishop Morton, has resigned. Yes, he has resigned and left the office and the fellowship all at the same time.
Wow.
So that is going to create, we are thinking a new fellowship is going to be organized and mobilized through that. It is going, they've been texting me all night long, and I am not responding to any of it. My name is, what we used to say, my name Wes, I ain't in that mess. Whatever it is, I wait until one of the presiding bishops mention it. In an official letter or something, I do not have time for a whole lot of gossip and foolishness. Somebody say amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I have learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. You know what I mean? And yeah, because once you open your mouth, they're going to say, you said it. He said it. My mind ain't saying nothing. Mm-mm. My God, I'm going to let the will of the Lord be the will of the Lord. Hallelujah, and I'm going to keep trusting in God and doing what I'm supposed to be doing in God. But can y'all believe Gabriella is in the studio with me, and she's quieter than a house mouse today, right? Yep, there she goes. She ran in the room thinking I'm going to put it on the radio. She's just starting to get a little bashful. I don't know where she learned that from. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My word says, yes, Lord. No, it says, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust in you. Isaiah 26:3. Oh, my goodness. Boy, mentioning Isaiah. Prophet Daryl, we had a Bible class on the page last night that was exceptional. Out of Isaiah, the third chapter, mentioned right at the eighth there. Oh, my goodness gracious. It was as if the Lord was speaking directly to America. I think we need to talk about that again today, Prophet. Praise the Lamb of God, because that word lined up with the word that the Lord gave me, praise the Lamb of God, that I was that I sent out not too many days ago.
Yes,
I mean, it's as if the Lord knew that I was going to read that word. It's as if he held it. Man, he gave me that word to give out. I give the word out. We come to study. I open my Bible. Hadn't read all of chapter 3. Man, and look, and I mean, almost verbatim, what the Lord has been speaking. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Praise the Lamb. I'm sure Bertha, some of them are going to want to jump in into that conversation that was in the class last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you this, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, all your soul can do is cry hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because, Daryl, I'm going to tell you something, prophet. When I look back over my life, I recognize how I got over. I know it was nobody but Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, that brought me through all that I've been through. And I tell you that, praise the Lamb of God, at times I knew I should have been dead and in my grave. But God, hallelujah, but God is the Lamb. I said again, but God, but my God in heaven brought me through some of the things and places and people that I were connected with, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I should be dead today. But I thank and praise my God, hallelujah, every day for the miracle of life. When I was praying this morning, I was thanking him for the miracle of life, my God. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it's so very important for us to always reflect, praise the Lamb of God, on where God has brought you from, knowing it was nobody but him. Praise God. You want me to tell you why? Because the road in front of you may be a little longer and could get a little more tedious, and you're going to need the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us to remember the Lord, that he is awesome. Remember the Lord. My God, hallelujah. I'm going to remember him. You have a promise. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell, I'm going to remember him. Yes, I am. Go on, say what you're going to say.
I just said I'm going to remember him too. Oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about? I woke up this morning, and I wrote up, I'm quite sure you got it on Facebook, amen. I got up this morning because I had a dream. And, you know, I got up, I said, I rebuke death, and I speak life. And then when I checked and when I looked on the page, I saw everybody on there talking about, I decree and I declare. I was like, come on, Lord.
Just show me that. They were showing out last night, I'm telling you. All the declarations and decrees yesterday that went forth under the unction of the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, dude, I'm getting so many calls from people that I've prophesied to, man. And, man, I'm telling you, it's coming to pass faster, praise the Lamb of God, than I can get it out of my mouth. The Lord is moving, people of God. God is doing. God is manifesting his word right before our very eyes, praise the Lamb of God. And we need to just open our eyes up and see and watch what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about God and all that he's doing. Even in that God is speaking about, praise the Lamb of God, concerning his visitation and how he's going here and there. My people of God, understand and know, praise the Lamb of God, that you are covered as long, praise the Lamb of God, that your trust is in the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. You are covered in the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. I tell you the truth. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a wonderful day it is, a beautiful day. Here in the city of Detroit, praise the Lamb of God, Southfield, Michigan here. Boy, I tell you, as I look out of this window, that is beautiful, 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 man. I'm telling you, the sky, the grass, everything is just so beautiful today. And I praise God. I love to see the lawn after it's mowed. It looks like a golf course out the window. Boy, it's so pretty. I thank God that I can behold the beauty of the Lord in the land of the living. It's Testimony Tuesday. If you have a testimony, just push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb, some type of praise report you want to give. All you have to do is push 1 on your dial today at any time, praise the Lamb, and we are going to give you that opportunity to share. Prophet Darrell Sanders, co-hosting today with me, is in queue, and we are excited about Jesus and all that the Lord is doing in our lives, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, people of God. Where are our testifiers? We want to hear from you today across this time that we have, praise the Lord. All right, let's go to prayer. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. There is much to pray about in our world, praise the Lamb. And we need someone who will intercede for us. Do we have an intercessor? Please push 1 on your dial today as we prepare to go through the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And give God thanks and praise for all that he's been, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do for us. Oh, my goodness. My. Hallelujah. All we need is one intercessor today who is willing to pray. Praise the Lord. I know you're there because I see you there, people of God. Hallelujah. Come on and pray for Jesus today. Oh, there's one right there. I think that's my daughter from the East Coast. Erica 864.
Hi, Prophet and Prophet Sanders. This is Sylvia.
That's Sylvia. Sylvia always tries to sound like a little girl when she come on.
No.
You're not a baby. Don't let her fool you. Don't let her fool you. She told me not only will she fight, she will cut. I didn't heard about it already. They said, don't let that baby voice fool you.
There is a fire underneath, Prophet. You're right.
They told me there is a lion. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Underneath, praise the Lord. How you been doing, daughter?
I'm good. Even though I'm being tested on every side, I give God the glory.
Well,
so
praise the Lamb of God.
His name up and thank him.
I saw that you were, you had put on about your family. Why don't you just explain to us, because I get confused sometimes when I'm reading. You know, I try to read everybody's posts, and that's my problem. I do all this reading, praise God, and then I misconstrue, you know, misappropriate some of the storylines. But I know your father, is it your father, your uncle? Come
my
on,
father
tell me,
and my... my father went in the hospital two Fridays ago, unresponsive. They
right.
couldn't get him to respond. They admitted him. He had his kidneys were not functioning. He was dehydrated and kidney infection. While
wow.
I was there at the hospital Tuesday, my girlfriend that I used to work with was admitted with a stroke. Then Friday, as I was sitting there, my dad's sister was admitted with dehydration.
Oh my God.
Yesterday, I called and they were releasing my father back to the nursing home, but my aunt, which is my dad's sister, they were sending her to hospice.
How old is your father now?
My father is 68.
Oh my goodness, he's still a young man in my eyes. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He went in profit for a hernia, to have a hernia removed, and had the stroke in recovery.
Oh, I
see.
2.5 years
ago. Mm-hmm.
My God. And so he's been having like mini strokes and things of that nature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have him on a medicine to decrease seizures.
And you still on the show praying for us. Praise the Lamb of God. See, this is Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And I see testimonies emerging here as she is speaking, praise God, that she still has joy, hallelujah, and she still see the hand of God moving, even though her aunt, her father's sister is in hospice right now, and her father, praise the Lamb of God, has just been moved to rehab, which is a better situation than he was in the hospital. So we have
right.
to give God praise for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But then all of these. But I just want to tell you, daughter, I just want to speak this to you before you pray. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might as God is being and doing what he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Be stable in your spirit. And continue, praise the Lamb of God, to pray and stay in your word so that, praise the Lamb of God, as you go through this season, praise God, you're going to come out strong and you're going to come out on top and with victory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. And if we don't understand all of his ways and why things happen the way it happened, but when we get on the other side of it, praise the Lamb of God, of each of our Jordans, and we look back, we'll see that God took us across. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we'll see the purpose and why he took us across. If we hadn't went the way of the Red Sea, praise the Lamb of God, the Israel have to say, they would have never saw God's wonders and miracles and provision and protection, the way he took care of them, praise the Lamb of God, in the wilderness those 40 years. If they did not go the way of the Red Sea, they could have never gotten to their promised land. And sometimes we have to go that way. Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. We're going to go into prayer now. Sylvia is going to lead us in prayer. Praise God. We're praying for Prophet Daryl Sanders' family. He has asked us to do that, and we're going to do that today. Praise God. We're also praying, hallelujah, for our young people. We're praying for our sick, our shut-in, and we're praying that God will just release miracles. I've been feeling this in my spirit, Prophet Daryl, hallelujah, that miracles like bags, hallelujah, being dropped out of a plane, hallelujah, provision, miracles are being dropped out over us. Praise, hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're praying.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural miracles, supernatural release, hallelujah, into the earth realm. And we want God to not only do them to us, we want God to do them through us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come on, daughter. Take up for the King.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God.
Praise,
oh, God, we come bowing before you, God, thanking you, Lord, for yet another day, God. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in this day, oh, God, to glorify your name, oh, God, to magnify you, oh, God, to exalt you, oh, God, to show you strong in the earth, oh, God, to show, God, that you're still on the throne, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that our eyes are stayed on you, Lord, no matter what's going on around and about us, oh, God. Oh, God, we look to the hills, Father, from whence comes our help, oh, God. Oh, Father, I come lifting up Prophet Saunders to you, and it's family, oh God, move on his behalf, oh God. Be a wall of fire around them, Lord. Protect their coming and their going, oh God. Oh Father, they are blessed in the field and blessed in the city, oh God. Every step that he takes, God, he takes ground for you, God. Oh God, light him a fire, oh God. Keep running on and do what you called him to do, God. For now is the time, oh God, that your will shall be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. And Father, we bind the hand of the enemy, oh God. He has no access to him, God. He has nothing on him, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for his life, oh God. As he opened his mouth, oh God, change is going to come, God. As he opened his mouth, oh God, you're going to fill it with your word, oh God. Oh, out of his belly, oh God, is going to come rivers of living water, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, right now in advance, God, for your word, oh God, for what's coming to pass, oh God. I give you the glory, God. Oh God, thank you, God. Victory in the name of Jesus, oh God. He walks covered under the blood. He has no fear, God. Let him fear no man, oh God. Oh God, but let him look to you, God, for everything that he needs, God, for you have already provided, God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. To your name, God. I lift your children up to you, God, as they return to school, oh God. Oh God, go with them, oh God. Send your angels with them, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus, oh God. The enemy has no access, oh God. I bind his hand, oh God. I bind his imps, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and lock him away, oh God, for all of eternity, Father. And I superimpose, God, your will over your children, God. They shall have teachable spirits, God. They shall be strong and mighty in you, God. They shall know who they are, God. They are male and female, God. They are not confused, oh God. There is no identity crisis, oh God. Oh God, for they are the fruit of our womb, oh God. And in them is righteousness, God. Oh, I thank you right now, God, that you're going to blood wash them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you shall use them mightily, God, for your kingdom, God, for your purpose, oh God. Oh God, I decree and declare, God, righteousness in the schools, oh God, protection in the school, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over every school, every inch of the ground, Father, every home, every transportation, oh God. I lift them up before you, Father, for they were yours before they were ours, God. And so, Father, I know that you care about them, God. I know, God, that you love them, Lord. Oh, God, I come, God. Release your supernatural, oh, God, in the land, oh, God. Let us prepare, oh, God, for what you're going to do, oh, God. Let us dig ditches, oh, God, for you to show yourself strong, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for preparation among your people, God. I thank you for PSMI, God. I thank you for the Truth Church, God. I thank you for...
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, God, cover him and keep him, oh, God. Oh, God, burn him up, oh, God. Let him stand strong in you, God, in your word, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for your word, oh, God. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall remain, oh, God. So, Father, we stand on your word, oh, God. We may sway to the right or to the left, God, but we stand trusting you, God. We stand on your word, God. Go and visit your homes, oh, God, those that's in nursing homes, oh, God. Oh, God, you said even in old age, oh, God, we're still yours, oh, God. Oh, Father, meet every need, oh, God. Some need their body restored, God. Some need their minds restored, God. Some just need to know, God, that you love them, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God. For those in jail, oh, God, let them know, God, you still care about them, God. That you still have purpose for them, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. For your men and women, oh, God. Oh, God, let us realize who we are in you, oh, God. Oh, God, for there's no shortage in heaven, oh, God. Oh, Father, I decree and declare peace in the land, oh, God. I decree and declare unity, oh, God. Oh, God, I decree and declare, Lord, that we'll raise our children for you, oh, God. That we'll go back to the old way, oh, God. Preach and tell, oh, God, that your children know, God, that there is a life after this, oh, God, and you have a place for them in the kingdom, God. Oh, I thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. All these things we ask in your name, Jesus. And it's
all
Jesus,
in your
God,
name.
Under the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Good Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Bless you.
What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Prophet Bell. Aren't we glad we daughters of Zion such as this? My God. Singing the praise. Lord is able to pray heaven down. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. And truly, truly.
Sylvia.
You say what?
I have a message for Sylvia. The Lord told
me. I think you ought to deliver the mail, my brother.
Sylvia, the Lord told me to tell you that he's going to restore your family back unto the kingdom.
Jesus,
all because of your faithfulness and your obedience. You didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel. You didn't murmur. You didn't complain. The Lord told me to tell you that he's going to restore your parents. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He's going to restore them back to health. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said he's going to raise them up. Hallelujah. He's going to make them whole. Hallelujah. He's going to make them whole like the woman with the issue of blood. He said the only thing he wants you to do is just continue to tell him thank you and continue to give him his worship. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why your attack has been so severe. That's why you've been going through like you've been going through. All because God is getting ready to resurrect your family as a whole. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're just going to stand in agreement with that. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ain't nobody mad around here but the devil about that. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Hey, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. See what happened from volunteering? Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. come in the prayer room for us and intercede for what you're saying, Lord. Now the Lord talking to me. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. God said he swear by his holiness to you, Sylvia. Hallelujah. That all the command of God spoke to you is true. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God says all true. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant hearing. Yes, God, your servants are here today. Hallelujah. Boy, you know this just today. Hallelujah. In my spirit, as I was coming on the show, I just got excited that God was going to do something special for us. Hallelujah today. And you know what? Praise the Lamb of God. It's going on. Oh, my God. Wait a minute, Sylvia. I'm feeling something else here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your holy name. Oh, God, yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Woo! God said, by this time next year, you're going to be running. Praise the Lamb of God in victory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Itself is going to take a minute. Come around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I don't care what it looked like. You remember, praise the Lamb of God, the word of God that he spoke to you through Prophet Darrell today. Hallelujah. It may look like it's going the other way. And you just look and say, thank you, Father, for I know this is going to work out. Praise the Lamb of God for their good. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right, says the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God said, you're going to be running in victory. Praise the Lamb of God. I see another financial release coming to you, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see some money. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Coming to you. Praise the Lamb. Bless your name, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Ah, God, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, see that y'all done messed me up. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, God. Hallelujah for your words today. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. Yes, Father. I say he's going to give you all new furniture for your place. Did you hear me, Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
You got all new furniture coming. Hallelujah. That's the name of the Lord. Well, God is here. The Lord here, y'all. Praise the Lord. Woo, with my hand lifted up, with a heart of thanksgiving, huh? Hallelujah. I bless you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless the Lamb. Woo. Woo. Hallelujah. That road like fire. Bless your holy name. Praise the Lamb of God. God is here. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Those of you that's listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you what you do. If you would like to be a part of our radio show today, praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is dial 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can become a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. God is here. He is on the air with us. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm waiting on some testimonies. I'm waiting on some testimonies. East Coast, West Coast. I'm waiting on some testimonies to come through today. All you got to do is push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be bold enough to talk about the goodness of the Lord, the provision of the Lord, the protection of God, what God is doing for you. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Here's a caller here. Area code 313.
Hey, Prophet. This is Mary.
Hey, who's calling?
Mary.
Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call in to give the testimony today.
We're waiting on your testimony. We are waiting on the testimony.
You know, my husband Howard died April 28th. And
right.
I didn't know that he was dying, so I didn't find out until that Saturday before, the April 27th, that he was dying. So I really didn't get a chance to prepare. So when he died, you know, I was smiling and, you know, acting normal and everything like that. But inside, I was very angry. I was angry with the doctors because they didn't tell me. And I was angry with Howard because he didn't tell me. And I was questioning why, you know, why did this happen? Why did it happen this way? And for a while, I could not sleep. I didn't have any peace. I didn't have any restful nights or anything like that. The doctors were trying to give me, you know, medicine to sleep aid to help me sleep. I took it for a little while, but it just made me feel strange, and I said, no, I'm not going to take this. And when I finally released the anger that I had towards Howard, and I forgave him, and then the peace of God came upon me, and now I'm able to sleep at night. And the song that says that I will bless, well, the scripture that says I will bless the Lord at all times. So I've learned to bless the Lord at all times, even through sickness and even through death. I have learned to praise and bless the Lord no matter what happens. I still give God praise and glory and honor.
My God. Well, we praise God for the testimony. You know, a lot of people cannot understand, you know, where you were and you know, what you went through in your experience, but I do praise the Lamb of God, and I understand that clearly. What a wonderful testimony, praise the Lamb of God, to know that, you know, there is forgiveness, praise the Lamb of God, in God, but then we must learn to forgive also. It's one of the greatest gifts God has ever given us, because when you forgive, people of God, it brings peace to you. When you are able to forgive, when you are able to say, I'm sorry, even, and mean it, it brings a peace to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Unresolved issues, hallelujah, will stir in your spirit and stir in your spirit till you can't sleep at night. Praise God. I think that's one reason why I sleep at night, is because I don't lay down with a whole lot of junk on my heart and unforgiveness and what have you. I've learned to talk through, praise the Lamb of God, and get things resolved before I lay my head on my pillow. The scripture says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Praise the Lamb of God. That's in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't let the sun go down on your wrath. Praise God. So you have to get that resolved before you lay down. That is powerful. But Mary, you want me to tell you something? There is so many more testimonies that's locked up in you. I'm noticing, praise the Lamb of God, all of these pictures that you're posting on Facebook, too, of your grandchildren. Did something happen in the relationship since Howard has been gone with you and the grandchildren that has made it better or even seem more, more love has birthed or something of that nature?
Yeah, more love has birthed because before, you know, they would come over and everything, but with me working with children all day, I didn't want to be bothered with children in the evening. So Howard would always say, let them come over, let them come over. I say, it's too many of them. I say, if my nerves can't take it. But after he died, I saw that, because he used to go over there and visit them every day. So they were so used to their grandfather being around. And then I was noticing, quotes and stuff that they put on Facebook where they were saying that they wanted to die too. And so then I started going over there and started spending time with them. And
Lord,
with me connecting with them and them connecting with me, they helped me through my grief, and I'm helping them through theirs.
Well, my God.
Because I was
always a loner.
I want to stay to myself and everything like that. But during this period, God told me, you know, no man is an island. You can't survive on your own. If you try to do this all by yourself, then you're going to just be locked up in the house, depressed. So when I reached out to them and they reached out to me, so now I've taken the place of you know, I'm their grandmother now, whereas before it was just a name.
Wow. You know, that is amazing. You know, and I hope you all heard what she said when she said that they were posting that they wanted to die too. That and see, without the nurture, oh my God, I felt the Holy Spirit come over me when I'm saying this. Without, thank you, Jesus, the love of God in us to exemplify that love to others, brothers and sisters, during that time, praise the Lamb of God, a suicidal spirit could enter in so easily, especially when they're young and impressionable like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank God that you have stepped in, praise the Lamb of God, the gap, and is able, praise the Lamb of God, to fill a void that, it's, you know, a lot of people say, well, can't nobody fill that void? What you don't understand is the void that is empty is love. It's not really the person. It's just love. And once love walk in the door, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, if somebody ready to commit suicide and love come in, love, as I think it's BBCCY, and it says say, but love said no. Praise the Lamb of God. Love will say no. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a wonderful testimony. Praise God. And we know you got a new car. Praise God. Ooh, that pretty red car. On the wind, I'm going to get to drive it, Prophet Dale, but I get on that wheel one of these days. Praise the Lord. And you have just had a beautiful excitement and a happy spirit about you here for the last couple of weeks. I've been noticing that. Praise God. And I know your sidekick. You got your joy back. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your sidekick, Bertha, been running with you. I know that's the prayer warrior.
Yes.
Prayer warrior's there.
Yes.
So, boy, oh, boy, it's just been wonderful.
I've put people in my life so that I can have somebody to talk to, somebody to ride with, because I was always, you know, it was just me and Howard. And it's been that way for 33 years. You know, it was me and Howard. I met him at 17, married him 24, and it was just him and I. And so
hallelujah. God
took me away. It was like, oh, I don't know what to do now.
My goodness gracious. But the love of God will supply all of our needs, Prophet Darrell, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And our God shall supply. Y'all better listen to this. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And our God shall supply all of our needs, hallelujah, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. We praise God for your testimony today, Mary. Thank you for calling in. Hope to see you tonight at the hour.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hallelujah. Boy, what a time we've been having.
Be all right, baby.
Be blessed. Boy, oh boy, y'all talking about a time we've been having on Tuesday nights. Boy, oh boy. Woo! Error code 614, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon to my PSMI family.
Prophet Darrell, I'm finna sing now. Prodigal daughter, come back to my... Where have you been lately?
I've been around.
She said she's been around. Praise the Lord. This Lily from Black Lick, Ohio, y'all. Praise the Lord. I know you don't know what that is. I know I don't either, but there is a place called Black Lick, Ohio. Praise
right
the Lord.
Right outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Right outside of Columbus, Ohio, there's a place called Black Lick. Praise God. And Lily is the Black Lick queen over there. What's going on, Lily? What you got to tell me good? I want to hear it. I want to hear it, Lily.
Okay, Prophet, this is about to knock your socks off.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm holding on.
I remember the week before, and if I start crying, please forgive me. But I remember the week before, or maybe 2 weeks before, you gave me a prophecy. And I didn't doubt it. I did what I was directed to do. I just couldn't see. It just, in my mind, I you know how sometimes we don't doubt God, but we just, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen, even though I know it's going to happen.
Right.
I went to my final radiation therapy appointment last Tuesday.
Right.
And they came and they said, Miss Underwood, the doctor wants to see you. And immediately I started freaking out because they told me previously that if everything was all good, he would just want to have a follow-up appointment and discuss going forward from there. So when I had my last appointment, and he said, the doctor wants to see you, I kind of started freaking out because I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is bad. This is horrible. And then when I get in there, and he basically said, you know, I don't know what you got going on, but you are a walking miracle. Considering everything that you've been through within this past year, you are a walking miracle. He said, I am confident enough to say that you are cancer-free. You don't
somebody
have cancer
all over
in your body.
I told y'all, Darryl, what did I say? I said, I feel miracles in the air. People of God, I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is all over me. Last Tuesday night, thank you, last Tuesday night, I didn't get a chance to minister the word at all. The Lord told me, call the people to the altar. Call them all to the altar, praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to ask them what miracle they want that they need from me, and I'm going to give it to them. And I went down the line. I've been feeling miracles in the air ever since. Hallelujah. People of God, now those of you who've been on this show, y'all should be kicking off your shoes running because all of us know what Lily has been through. In and out of the hospital, praise the Lamb of God for cancer, this, that, another. And the last time Lily was on this show, hallelujah, there I told her that God said that he's going to kill her of cancer.
Yes, I remember
that. You remember that, Prophet Darryl?
I remember that.
Hallelujah. That God said, how do you know a prophet is a prophet? There's only one way to know, that when he prophesied, the words in his mouth come to pass. God said he was going to kill her. Hallelujah. She then went back to the doctor, going to get her chemo, and the doctor said, the technician said, the doctors want to talk to you. She freaked out, thought it was a bad word, hallelujah, when God had a good report waiting on her. Glory to Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I give all glory to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory today. Lily, my heart is leaping up inside my chest, and you know it, don't you? Hallelujah,
yes.
My baby. Lord, have mercy, daughter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. A complete turnaround. The doctor said it's a miracle. I told y'all this was the season of signs and wonders and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to his name today. Glory, 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 glory. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. There is no God like our God, people. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no God like our God. Our God is God. My God in heaven. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Miracles are being released. I told you, I felt this. Praise the Lamb of God. When folks, I seen her on there. Man, I ain't had no private conversation. She ain't said nothing to me about it. Praise the Lamb of God. And when I came on Prophet Darryl, didn't I say it? I said, man, I feel like God got bags of miracles. Hallelujah. Just dropping them out of like airplanes on his people. My God in heaven, Lily,
you know,
I love you.
Prophet, I was at one point I was sitting here because I was I was having an issue because I was feeling guilty about being a survivor when so many people have died from this type of cancer. It's a very rare form.
But and you're God, not a survivor.
God spoke to me and he said, I did not bring you through this so that you can sit and wallow. I brought you through this so that you can be a testament of me, so that you can show what I have
done. That's right.
Not about you. This was about me and what I could do. And all
Hallelujah.
I could do is
go show
God.
Yourself. Go show yourself and show what good thing God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God is marvelous in my eyes. I'll tell you what. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. Don't you feel guilty about nothing, and don't you be tripping about nothing or nobody else. I'm going to tell you why. Because we're all guilty before God, and all of us deserve death. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. But by the grace of God and the mediatorial office of Jesus Christ, we're saved and delivered. And by his stripes, we're made whole. Praise the Lamb of God. You have received the children's bread, daughter. You have received the children's bread. Praise the Lamb of God. From the table, not a crumb. You have eaten from the table of God. This miracle is a miracle of God. Praise the Lamb of God that God has performed. Hallelujah. God has done this thing.
Hallelujah.
This is a man-made miracle.
Glory.
God has done
hey,
this.
Father. Hallelujah.
God has chosen you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I hear in the spirit, prophet there, the Lord saying, show yourself, hallelujah, to all of them that saw you down, to all of them that saw you sick, to all of them that saw you with your bags of medicine, with all of them that you have asked prayer for. Show yourself, hallelujah, and show the good God in showing yourself. So they, too, will run to the living God and stop running to man, that they, too, will run to the living God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, thank you today, Father. Yeah, God, thank you, Father, for your love today, for your grace and for this word that comes to your servants.
Your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Lily. Thank you for outpouring the miracles, God. Thank you that this is even a sign to me. Hallelujah. The signs and wonders and miracles are released, Father. Hallelujah, that the days of old have come. Oh, thank you, Father, that your glorious power and your anointing is upon your servants now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will hear more miracles. We will see more signs. We will know of more wonders, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God, because of you. Because of your life, because of your suffering, because of your death, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, even me. Hallelujah. Even me. Let some drops fall, God, even on me, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise today, Father. Glory to God, miracle working God, you are. Miracle working God, you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, who is like our God and our King and our Lord and our Master, who is like the El Shaddai. Hallelujah, the Almighty God, who is like Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah, the Lord God, our provider, who is like Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer, God, our restorer. Our God, who is like you, Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace, who is like you, God, Jehovah Nisi, God, my banner. Hallelujah. A strong tower, who is like you, God, a very present help in the time of trouble, who is like you, hallelujah, that heareth the prayers of your children, that showeth mercy, that showeth grace, hallelujah, we adore you, Father. We adore you in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, go and talk to me. I messed up.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Y'all go ahead, talk, man. I'm listening.
This sound crazy to me. But I heard the Lord say, go to the hardware store and keep some keys in your pocket because brand new keys is coming to you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's to your house. He's almost stopped there. They were full stop. I don't know if it's to the church. Or to the automobile. Hallelujah.
It's all three. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I speak what God has spoken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But I follow. Tell me what to do, prophet. I'm listening.
He are giving you keys, prophet. He are giving you keys. Brand new keys. Hallelujah. Your own
stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, I see you walking up four flights and four steps here.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Not only that,
word be true today, Father. Let your word be true today, Father. Hallelujah.
In other words, the brand new automobile is on the way. Faith is coming from the Hallelujah. You've been willing and obedient. Now he's getting ready to allow you to eat the good of the land.
My
Spirit of God.
My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Ramba Bahu Shatai. God is. Hey. Thank you. Lord, your servant here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, prophet. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah for a word in season. Thank you for confirmation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, we got some more callers. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus. Erico 818. Erico 818.
Can you hear me? Good morning, Good morning, Prophet Daryl, and to the family. Good morning to you all. I'm just really.
Abadeen, don't come with no mess now. That Lily didn't mess me up. I am messed up. Flow up, I'm telling you. That girl been suffering from cancer, boy, all this time, and the God didn't heal her body. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Y'all forgive me.
I just want to, my testimony today is just what you said about, and when you said the scripture in Isaiah, about God will give you peace, you know, in your storm. And like the last couple of weeks I've been moving, looking for a place. And then on Sunday, the minister just was preaching about loving God and putting God first and just submitting yourself wholeheartedly to God. And I sat there and I thought about it and I said, you know, I've been loving God for a house. I've been loving God for so many material things, but I haven't been loving God for him. So when I asked for forgiveness and I told the Lord, I want to dedicate my life to just loving you and just going forth in your word and studying and just being, you know, in your word, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord just fell over me. And it was just so much sense of peace. So in the midst of my storm, it's just when you talk about peace, I just have so much peace right now. And I'm packing my stuff, loading on the truck, and just not worried because I know the Lord, he's got me. I know he's made a way. I know everything is going to be fine, and I just have that sense of peace. I haven't had a sense of peace in 2 or 3 months of just battling back and forth with just anxiety. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't focus. I couldn't concentrate on projects, things that I needed to do. But just in that minute, just that second of a time of just letting it go and trusting God, I've had so much peace, just peace beyond understanding. And I'm just trusting him. I know he has me, and I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm just rejoicing right now. I'm rejoicing.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Praise
God. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Amen to it.
Our God is a way maker. Now, I want to tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. This same young lady that's Lily, that's on the line now with the miracle of cancer, Lily was literally outdoors.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. And finally her sister took her and her daughter in, and Lily stayed with them. How long did you stay with them, Lily?
Let's see. I stayed with her on August, September, October, November, December, about 6 months.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, all before this, the Lord was telling her she had a place to go to. She had a house and this coming and this, that, and another, and all of that kind of thing. And Lily called the show, and she called in the show and said, Prophet, your word has passed. God has And she described the home and everything, and it was just as God had told her it would be. Praise the Lamb of God. She
Praise
said, I don't
Lord.
Know what I'm going to do. All this yard with all this grass. I say, I see a man, oh, I forgot, I think it was a red truck or something. So I see a man pulling up with a red truck to cut the lawn.
A red truck with a black trailer on the back.
Hallelujah. It happened just like I told her. Is he still mowing your lawn, Lily?
Yes, he is. He's still mowing my lawn twice every other week. He mows my lawn. Don't forget the furniture now. Don't forget the furniture.
Then I told him all, I said, the Lord said, you got all new furniture coming. God's going to furnish the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Unexpected money hit her hand. Praise the Lamb. About I don't know how many times in a row, but every time she starts spending it, God said, you've got some more coming. Praise the
Three
Lamb
times.
Of God.
Three times in a row.
Three times in a row, praise the Lamb of God. But I want to tell you something about Lily now. I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all don't know about Lily. When Lily didn't have no money, she sowed seeds into the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. She used to sow seeds into the ministry. Real small amounts. Wasn't about nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. Her in her seed breed the harvest. And I started noticing she started increasing her seed. She said, Prophet, I really ain't got no money, but I want to sow this. The Lord is telling me to sow this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I would receive it, and I would pray about the Lord, I don't want to take this girl's money. And the Lord said, receive it, that I might bless her. I'm just telling you how God works, God. See, some of us want from God, and we hear the miracle, but we don't understand the seeds that's been sown. Hallelujah. Understand the seeds that's been sown. Then Lily kept on, and as God kept blessing her, she kept sowing. Praise the Lamb of God, she kept sowing. The last time she sowed, praise the Lamb, she came on the air, and the miracle for her healing came forth. Praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord promised more money. Praise the Lamb of God. I get excited when I see the word of God, Prophet Darrell, unravel right before my very eyes. When you can see the process, praise the Lamb of God, of the word of God saying, that's what the word say, that it's what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then when God speak a word and it come to full fruition, my God in heaven, all you can do is rejoice in the Lord and be exceedingly, exceedingly glad. Now, let me tell you something, girl. Praise the Lamb of God, Aberdeen. Now, if you're in love with Jesus, love on him. Hallelujah. And covered with him even now, that you're going to give him a place in this house that's going to be the love room where you're going to go and minister to the Lord and where you're going to go and pray, praise the Lamb of God and praise him and worship him, and it's going to be holy ground. That room will be holy ground, that place, wherever you put it. Say, Lord, this is going to be yours, and I call it holy. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Because you are holy. Are you willing to do that?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You make that commitment with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't be ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Even when visitors come, you can show them. Praise the Lamb. You go, girl, what is that? What room is this? This the love room. Oh, girl, let me see this one. You open it up, and there's an altar there with a Bible and spiritual things out there. And they say, what you say? This is the room where I love on God at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I promise you, since you have had this revelation to love God and not love God for things, but love God because he is God. He is your creator. He is your Father. Father in heaven, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We speak to your daughter now, who is covenanted with God for a dwelling place will be called yours. Hallelujah. That will be sanctified to your name and to your glory. That it would be a house of prayer and praise and worship unto you. Hallelujah. We have spoke of your miracle power, miracle working God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. We call forth the miracle now in Jesus' name upon Aberdeen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it is so. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet, you got anything to say?
You know what? This is not the day that the apostle, but the Lord is speaking today.
Well, man, go and let him speak.
He got something to say to his people. And Aberdeen, the Lord told me to tell you if you would just hold on. Not hang on, but hold on.
Okay.
Every single song, you got to reach beyond the break.
My music on in the background. Speak to her again, Prophet Darrell.
The Lord said if you can just reach beyond the break.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't hang on. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Lord.
Help is on the way. Help is on the way. And
amen.
He said he has already dispatched angels from the sanctuary.
Ooh, hallelujah.
To stand up in your defense.
Yeah.
But you got to hang on.
Okay.
He said don't waver to the right and don't waver to the left. Hang on. Hold
okay.
on.
Hang on.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Watch what God do for you. And hallelujah. And don't be anxious that any door, girl, come move with me. Don't be anxious.
All right.
Praise
All right.
God. Let God do this for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm find that word that the Lord gave me this morning. Praise God. Where is that word? Hallelujah. It says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled with a man with him until the breaking of day. The man was really an angel that Jacob wrestled with. Jacob wrestled with an angel until the breaking of day. And when the angel got ready to try to leave, Jacob told him, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. That's what Prophet Darrell is telling you. Hold on till your blessing break forth. It's coming. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Prophet
Daryl. God bless you. Thank you.
I just want to do this for you, Albertine. But guess what? The Lord blessed me with some prophecy bells, and so he told me to ring them for you.
Okay.
Here's some joy bells, sir. Them joy bells.
Joy bells ring.
Amen.
Joy bells ring. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. My God in heaven.
In Jesus' name, I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And it's coming forth. Watch God in this season. Just watch what God do for you. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you.
We're moving on down the line. Praise God. We love you today, Albertine. Be blessed now.
I love you, too. Be blessed. Thank you, Prophet Daryl. Thank you, Prophet Shakespeare. I love you guys. Thank you so much. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise God. Here's another caller. This is Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. Hi, Prophet Daryl. How you doing?
We blessed today. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored of God.
Well, we praise God for that. My God. Hallelujah. I know you called in for something now that you just don't call.
I've called in to testify. Just to thank God for all of the spoken promises in my life spiritually that has come to into manifestation. There have been so many prophecies from you, Prophet Daryl, and others on the page of elevations and clear visions and going into another dimensions. And I just thank God that he's taken me there. I birthed and he just sprung me into these new levels of anointing. And I had open visions sitting there in church on last Tuesday night. And then this Thursday, I warred in the spirit on a level I have never warred for in my life. Whoever I was standing in the gap for, I think it was you that told me that God was going to take me into the realm of darkness and I would be fighting in the realm of darkness. And I was. And I saw the two demons I was fighting. I saw the two sets of eyes. And whoever I was in the gap for, I was fighting for their life. It was a battle I have never fought before in my life. But then it lasted for about 15 minutes and I heard God say, victory. And I just thank God that he saw me worthy and chose me to stand as one of his warriors.
My
and I
God.
Give him all of the
glory to the living God. I mean, our God is just so amazing. My God, our God is just so amazing. He's just so amazing, you know. And the way that he revealed things to you, the way that he showed things to you.
Yes, he is.
Well, and I tell you, another thing, Bertha, I heard you saying, praise the Lamb of God, that God has showed up in the spiritual dimension of the prophecies and stuff that he has given unto you. Praise the Lamb of God. Do Prophet Daryl, do myself. Praise the Lamb of others. And then you're seeing the manifestation of those prophecies. I want you to know, as it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. Whatever has manifested in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God, your blessings is about to bust open in the natural realm. Now, you just watch.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. You just watch what I tell you now.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. As fast as I'm speaking, the Lord has been manifesting. As fast as I speak it, praise the Lamb of God, it goes into motion. Praise the Lamb of God. And I ain't ashamed to say that's happening. Praise the Lamb. I just spoke that. It's in motion. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to do something that's going to bust your vest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to bust your vest. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bless Lily again with another lump sum of money finna come to her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Daryl, Prophet Daryl is right. It ain't Thursday, but God sure showing and speaking today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He is. Hallelujah. Oh, Lily, you got another lump sum coming. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise God. I feel it. I feel it. Praise God. I feel it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bertha, do you remember Lily?
Yes, I remember Lily. I am just so overjoyed for Lily because it is just awesome to hear manifestation of God's word that has been spoken through you. I don't even know if Lily remember it, but it was a couple of months ago she was on when she was saying she had to go for that cancer radiation. And the Lord told me to tell Lily that the sickness was not unto death, that she would live and not die. So
yeah, I remember that.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
Lily, I am just on fire for you, rejoicing and thanking God for life. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Ah, glory to God.
Lord said by this time next week, you'll be sowing seeds.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Did you hear what I said, Bertha?
Yes,
I said, God.
I'm in you. Jesus.
I said, by this time next week. Prophet, I'm getting bold with this thing. God said, by this time next week. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, you'll be sowing seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't release something. I told you. I didn't told you. I'm telling you all, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't boasted and I'm not bragging. But I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. As I'm speaking, God be releasing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your love today. Thank you for your trust in me. Hallelujah. Thank you for the words that fall from the mouth of prophets.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for birthday today.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
your service.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lily. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. My God. You know, see, when a testimony comes forth like this, brothers and sisters, I don't know what it do for you, but you know what it does for me, Prophet Darrell? Bertha, it make me put on my spiritual Air Jordans. I have to go for a jump. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it makes me praise the Lamb of God. Boy, man, I'm telling you, it makes me do some dramatic things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It makes me do some dramatic things. Praise the Lamb
of
God. Hallelujah. Because I see that the God of the people of God, see, this is what y'all don't understand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the God of the universe speaks to you, brothers and sisters, you better know something here. Praise the Lamb of God. That God got time to talk to anybody. I mean, his computer system has to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. His technology. But he finds me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he has up a telephone or something straight to me because he speaks to me. I ain't playing with you all. Pray. I don't just sense nothing. Hallelujah. He's speaking it to me, I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got another call in here. Call 224.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Maginice.
Maginice found us, y'all. Hey, Maggie.
Hey. I just got to give my testimony because I want to say, first and foremost, we all about to see a miracle, and God's going to do a miracle for me. So I got to tell everybody where I'm at now, so when I get where I'm going, everybody can know that it's a miracle. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw it out there. Earlier this year, the Lord spoke to me, and he said directly to me, and he said, I'm going to build you up with more power and fervence than what you asked me to. Of course, I got excited. Thank you, Lord. I receive it all back. But what I did not consider that by him saying, I'm going to build you up, that there first was going to have to be a breaking. I did not realize that at this time. So I just want to tell everybody that in such a short time, I have lost everything I have. And I realize it now that it was never mine to begin with, but I lost my mother first, my father, my job, my car, my house. I'm separated. separated from my kids, and I even had to give up my dog.
Wow.
And that's where I'm at right now. And what I know 100% certain is that God is about to blow my mind with what he's about to do.
My goodness.
So I just
want to
tell everybody where I'm at now. So when this blessing comes, everybody can understand.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. You know, praise God. I hate to say it, but I'm going to call her name again. Praise the Lamb of God. The same steps Lily walked. She almost lost her mind. I was inboxing her, talking to her, where you at? Stay on the page. Stay with us so we can keep you in prayer. Everything. But, boy, let me tell you something. That song, Brand New, is Lily's theme song. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She got a brand new look on life. She got a brand new lease on life. She got a brand new health report. She got a brand new house. She got brand new furniture. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's brand new. God is pushing us into the place of promise, people of God. God is doing things, praise the Lamb of God, in us to process us, not only in the material things around us where he wants you and stuff like that. He's working on you. Praise the Lamb
Absolutely.
Of God. He working on you, and that's what you better pay attention to. The work
yes.
is really on you. God is exposing
yes,
the phonies and the fakes to you. He trying to let you see who love you and who don't, who care and who don't. Praise the Lamb.
Yep.
God is trying to show you some things and reveal some things to you as you go through your moment. And it's only a moment. It seems like 100 years, but it's only a moment. Praise the Lamb of God. When you really add up the time, you almost went crazy. It'll only be like a moment, and you snap back when you realize who you belong to. Praise the Lamb of God, who you've been serving all these years. Hallelujah. And I promise you this. I promise you this. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to say like Prophet Dale, if you just hold on, praise the Lamb of God, and hold out and let the process be the process, take notes and learn the lessons. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be just like Prophet Dale said. Let me do it this time, Prophet Dale. I hear joy bells ringing. Joy bells ringing.
I just want to say
I hear joy bells ringing. Praise the Lamb of God in my soul. Hallelujah. Prophetic bells going to ring in your soul. The prophetic bells going to ring in your life. Hallelujah. You're going to understand that all of this was done so that God can show himself mighty in your life. God had to teach me these a whole lot of lessons. Number one, I am your father. That's the first thing
yep.
he had to teach. Hallelujah.
Yep.
See, the Lord. Let me tell you what the Lord's been doing to me. I really want you all to learn this. Praise God. Boy, time is flying. My God. Hallelujah. I want you all to hear this good. Prophet Dale, this is what the Lord's been doing to me. He's been showing me. This is a process of some years now. This ain't no inside of 1 year. He has been revealing himself to me in different ways, praise the Lamb of God. And they all have to do with his compound name, praise the
yep.
Lamb of God. Compound names of God. Then I'm going to tell you what he first did. When I first went the first time, I'm going to have to let them look in the records and find out because I want that to be in my book. Matt Janice, remind me to do that when we go to the sanctuary again. I need to find out the first time I ever went to the sanctuary because that was a turning point in my life. That first time I went, I was in El Elyon, my Lord and Master. The Lord had to reveal himself to me as my Lord and Master. And watch this. He had to reveal himself to me in a way that would break me so that he could become my Lord and Master. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that I could be his servant son. And that was a breaking. I'm telling you the truth. Lord, have mercy. I don't never want to go through that one no more. Hallelujah. I stayed a slave on purpose, praise the Lamb of God, because of what the Lord took me through during those years. Imagine this, I tell you this, praise the Lord. Men, you were standing side by side, and you saw my experiences. You might say, Lord, I'll go and walk with you through mine. Because what you takes me through, I do not want to go through. That was the first one, praise the Lamb of God. Then the Lord had to reveal himself to me as Jehovah Jireh. And he told me, he said, I'm going to show you I can take care of you through a church. Then I'm going to show you I can take care of you without a church. Then I'm going to show you that I can take care of you with a church, even though the church ain't going to be doing nothing for you. Now, I'm telling you that, I'm telling you what the God of heaven has spoken to me. And what I have been through, praise the Lamb of God, these processes, in order for me to get to know God today as the Lord God Almighty, as El Shaddai. The last time we went to the sanctuary, he told me, he said, spoke to him, just I'm talking to you, Prophet Dale, you have not known me as of yet as El Shaddai. And I'm going to reveal myself to you as the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Since then, praise the Lamb of God, he's been showing me miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember I left there that time and I went to New York, Buffalo, New York. And I touched that woman's ears and her ears open. He's showing me he's the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I came back. We had so many cancer healing reports. They was coming on the page one after another. People was being healed of cancer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's showing himself to me as the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. And I promise you this, people of God. Hallelujah. I have not seen a piece of ice yet off the iceberg. Praise the Lamb of God, of the awesome might and power of the Almighty God. But I'm going to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So get you a bag of potato chips and a Pepsi and enjoy the ride. Hallelujah. What do you imagine this? God is revealing himself to you in ways. Learn the lessons, baby. Because the ministry platform that you have to stand on and what you're going to have to do for Jesus, all of this going to come back to mind to you. You're going to be ministering to people in water, going to be running down your eyes, trying to tell them, hallelujah, to hold on because of what you've been through. You're going to be able to let them know that you know that you know that your God is able to do exceedingly above anything. Praise the Lamb of God. When man fail you, your God will step in. You watch what I tell you, daughter of God. Your testimony is going to be great. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greater is here. Greater is here. Greater is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb. I love God today, people of God. Praise God. I'm in love with him. Yes, I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Woo! Here's another caller. Got another one. the 1-3 error code. 313-579, your mic is high.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise y'all the Lord, love. Prophet and Prophet.
Dr. J, y'all, how you doing, daughter?
I am so richly blessed, and I have enjoyed everything that's been said. It was like they were telling my testimony. I've just been overwhelmed today at God's goodness and his grace and his mercy. And just how much he loves us. You know, you said that the fact that he would speak to us, take the time out to speak to us, and in obedience is the blessing. And I don't have words to explain what I have received from God in the last few days. I'm a talker, and I like to talk. And I always have something to say. But when he tells you to be quiet and hold your peace, it's a lesson in even that. And I've seen God in a whole nother way.
My
and
Lord.
The purpose of going through what I'm going through
You're welcome.
You know, I thank God for that, and I thank God for you. You had been saying for a while, get in your place, get in order. Almost got sick of hearing it, but I was out of order. And just in these few days of being quiet and listening to God and being obedient to him, I got what I needed. And every day he's ministered to me in a different way. And it's been awesome.
My God in heaven. He's an awesome God, I tell you that. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God, and if we would just allow God to be God in our life, and that comes difficult from a lot of people. That becomes very, very difficult when it comes down to a lot of people being able to relax and allow God to be God in their lives and have his way. You know, we tell the Lord to have his way, but we don't give over to him to have his way. Praise God, in all areas of our life. And so the Lord has to take us through many trajectories and processes that will bring us to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding what he's doing in our life as he brings us, praise the Lamb of God, to perfection, his way, in his eyes. Praise God, he perfects us. I am happy about what God is doing for you, Dr. J. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be a part of that, you know. You and I, praise God, have walked together for a long time, then a few years of not, you know, hearing from each other, but Facebook has brought us back together, and again, God is blessing us together to see, hallelujah, how he's consistently bringing us into being the people that he would have us to be in this season. And I know that God's got greater for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But a part of greater is being able to handle it. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody can't handle greater. I'm going to say it again. Everybody can't handle greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody can't handle greater. Everybody can handle elevation. Everybody can't handle increase. Praise God. It either go head, praise the Lamb of God, or go in your spirit wrong. That, and pride has to move. God has to work on our pride. He has to work on many areas in us, praise the Lamb of God, that has been sown, different elements have been sown into us by the enemy, and we don't even realize it. We're sitting up in church with it, clapping our hands, and don't realize. Praise the Lamb of God, that if God really would judge us at that point, we would fall over and die. But God in his infinite mercy. Whew, I think I said something right there. Praise the Lamb of God. In his mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, has saw fit. Praise the Lamb of God. In his wise providence to cause us, people of God, hallelujah, to endure, praise the Lamb of God, what we have. He exemplifies long-suffering. He's the exemplifier of it, hallelujah, until we change. He watches us. He chisels us. He works on us. He could break you all at one time, but most of the time is a chiseling away of things, praise the Lamb of God, so you can keep your foothold and your faith don't fail you. My God. Hallelujah. I've told the Lord this before, and I meant it from my heart. Lord, remove everything from me, but don't take my faith away. Chisel it all. Reconstruct me, but don't let me lose my faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Reshape me, remold me, but let faith stay in my clay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And please don't take your spirit from me. Prophet Dale, only true prophets know what that means when you say, Lord, don't take your spirit away from me. Hallelujah. I don't do that. I surrender. I tap out. I'm on the mat. I'm tapping out, Lord. Don't take your spirit
from me.
You sound like me. Hallelujah. I need you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't leave me. No. I don't want to lose that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Prophecy.
So I am happy and excited about. Whoa, we got another caller. Praise the Lamb. 313 tapping in today. Hallelujah. 313-304. Is this Brett?
Man, y'all have me having a praise party at work today, man. Oh my God. I just praise God for everybody.
Here, Brett. I'm you.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, like, at the beginning when we first got to California, Jasmine came to me and she said, Brett, because I'm a stepfather, so she said, Brett, my mom ain't gonna let me go to college. And I said, well, Jasmine, I'm gonna tell you like this. I said, if you take care of your business the next 6 months and do what you need to do, pray and believe God for it, it's going to happen. She applied to two schools, Northern Arizona and Howard. And to be a proud parent, I don't know how we're going to pay for this thing right now, but I hear all these testimonies, and I hear the prayer reports, and I remember the prophetic word on Levy's life. I haven't heard. I'm in a process with Imagineese. I'm getting broken, too. And God is breaking me, man. He breaking me something crazy right now. And I tell you, I'm excited to know that my time coming, too, to a place where I can get to another level in this thing, man. And I'm excited today just hearing everybody's voice on this day. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I praise God for you all, man. Praise God. That's my testimony today.
God in heaven. Well, son, let me tell you something. While you on the phone, praise the Lamb of God, you ain't seen your best days yet. Hallelujah. I speak it on you today, Brett Brown. Hallelujah. Stephanie, you tell Stephanie, you ain't seen your best days yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. God can do anything, man of God. God can make Jasmine meet a woman right there in Howard University that will write the check for her whole schooling. Never that God can't do something. Hallelujah. Y'all better listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. You'll be in a restaurant sitting up there. Somebody be staring at you, looking at you, and just speak to you. Praise the Lord and say, are you in school? So, yeah, I'll never forget. I was sitting in a restaurant, and the waitress walked up. She was smiling, everything, blah, blah, blah. And I got ready to pay the tab. And I just looked up and said, you in? She said, yeah, I'm in school, but I'm struggling. I tell you the truth, I can't even get my books. How much your books? She said, right now I need like $265 for my book. She didn't know who she was talking to. I said, what did you do? She told me, I said, I have no program there, nothing. She said, no, we're a small church. I left it as a tip and walked away. Left her book money as a tip. You never know who God's going to send, who's going to send your way to do for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will never understand, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, what God can put in your path if you put God in your path. I said something right there.
Amen.
You never. Oh, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, no injuries. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God. And the DeKalb County there in Atlanta was a shots fired at elementary school, but nobody is hurt. Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, we just got through praying for them schools. Thank you. What's that child named Sylvia? Praying for them schools and for our young people. Shots fired at the school, but nobody was injured. Thank you, Jesus. Come on,
Lord,
children.
Thank you, Lord.
Your blood. Thank you.
Cover
them on the college campus.
Hallelujah.
At schools. Cover them in the elementary. Cover them in Head Start. Cover our children. Your blood,
God.
We plead it over them in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Your
blood over them. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
You promised us the blood covering, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On your servants and on the seed.
Hallelujah.
Cover. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My God. Brett, I'm going to tell you this, man of God. Hallelujah. Man, listen, you just don't understand, man, where you finna go. Man, the door going to open for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I promise you, dollars and cents is going to be get look smaller and smaller to you at the greatness of what God is going to do.
I want to say this to you, Prophet. You told me something on. I was at the first power hour on Tuesday in Detroit with Bertha and Mary was there, and I felt that same power, and I felt some weight lifted off of me during that time, and I haven't been able to bend back during that time. But you said something to me that night, and Prophet Dura was there, Imaginese and Shatwan, and everybody was there that night. And you said, Brett, you said, with your giving, you said, you stop giving, and that money not flowing like it had been flowing. And I looked at you and said, now, be more prayerful, because I have been going to California, I have been in Indiana. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to sow at? But when I stopped sowing completely, even just sowing into PSMI, I watched everything change. And this past Friday, before I went to D.C., I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to afford all this. I said, but the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to sow that seed into PSMI. After prophetic Thursday, and I'm believing God for that seed that I placed Friday for that increase you're talking about in Jesus' name.
Man, you better listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you all this. I ain't never said this on this show before because God has called me not to be a beggar. I'm not a beggar. I ain't going to beg nobody for nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. People don't want to give. That's their business. But I'm going to tell you all this. If I'm lying, I hope God kill me dead. Praise him. Now, I guess that's standing on what I'm about to say, right? I hope God kill me dead this day and don't let me speak another word ever in life if I'm lying. The Lord has spoke this to me more than once. He said, I have put the wealth anointing upon you. All that bless you will be blessed. All that bless you will be blessed. Praise the Lamb of Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the God of heaven spoke to me. Clear word more than one. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't utilize it the way I know some would, because praise the Lamb of God, I don't want to become a money exchange that everything is about money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm very cautious about robbing the people of God. I don't want to rob nobody. Out of nothing. I don't want to be one of those prophets and one of those ministers that get to the end of the journey and then the Lord say, I never knew you, or you had your reward.
Wow.
To rob people of all their money and just charging them every that time
God.
You word to them, you had your hand out. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, you had your reward. I don't want to be in that crowd. I want to be in the crowd of and faithful servant. Well done is the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
I want to be in the crowd that love the Lord enough to do his will and believe that God would praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this right now. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. And you take it for what it's worth and do with what you want to do with. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord made a promise upon my life, praise the Lamb of God, that there would be no lack in my life. He made a promise upon me. Two things the Lord never do. Worry about somebody attacking me. He told me I didn't never have to look on my shoulder. I can go anywhere I want to go. The second thing he told me was never worry about money. That's what he told me.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And he has always made a way for me. Praise the Lamb, brothers and sisters.
You know what, Apostle? I almost broke my phone. The reason why I can agree with you are because the Lord told me the same thing when I had started pastoring. He told me that anybody that ever sowed a seed into my life, that he will give them double for their trouble. And he told me that I would never have to worry about nobody putting their hands on me in a negative way. He told me that he will protect me. He said I can walk in the midst of gangbangers and dope dealers and dope pushers. He said he would not allow them to come down my dwelling. But he said, because the anointing that penetrates my life, he's going to allow them to be saved, delivered, and set free.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, man, if you all knew the things the Lord that spoke to me, I was downtown Detroit at 1300 Bobian. That's the jailhouse down there. Praise the Lamb. They had me down there because my wife at the time had a CCW permit. She left her gun in my glove compartment. And the police pulled me over in Redford, and they arrested me like I was a thug or something. Then they transferred me downtown. And that night when they bailed me out, they called my name, and I went on down and what have you. I can tell you some more about that, too. Praise God. Because while I was in jail, in the lockup with the guys, all these guys, there had to be about 12 guys in this one room. I laid on the bunk, and the guy next to me looked over, and he said, Reverend? He said, no, can't be. He turned over and went to sleep. I didn't say nothing. In the middle of the night, he touched me. He said, Pastor Shakespeare. Yeah, he said, my pastor, you baptized me. This guy had muscles coming out of his head. He hollered in that room. He said, listen to me. You better take a good look at this man up here in this bunk. This is my pastor, and if anybody touch him, I'm going to kill him. God put an angel in the room with me to protect me and to give me peace. He said, go on to sleep, Pastor, and took his blanket and laid it over me. When they called me that later on to let me out, when I got ready to change clothes, the guy said, we made a mistake. It's not you, it's another guy. So you can go on, we got to find you another room to go into. I sat there, I said, Lord, you told me I was going to get out. You're going to get out of here tonight. That man walked away. I want to tell you what the Lord spoke to me, people of God. The Lord said, if they don't let you out of here tonight, I'll destroy the prison. 3 minutes later, another guy came back and said, Shakespeare, you out. Come on. And let me out. He said, I'll destroy the whole prison if they don't let you out of there. Brothers and sisters, we don't know who we are in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I know who I am. I know I'm God's anointed. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I'm his prophet. Hallelujah. I know who I am.
Amen. Praise
God. I just don't merchandise myself like other people do. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Never have. Because it's just something about Prophet Dale, when God has blessed you, it humbles me. It humbles me when God speaks to me. It humbles me when God works miracles through me. It don't make me arrogant. It humbles me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lamb. And I think we should be humbled when God uses us in the way that he does. We shouldn't get arrogant and cocky and start walking around like we can't speak to nobody, can't talk to people.
Right.
Something wrong with your mind. And God has blessed you with everything you have. And we all know that God chooses the rejected and the despised people in the family.
He did.
That's who he chose. He chose the one that everybody said well, ain't going to be nothing.
Yeah.
Those are the ones God chose to put on his team. He chose to hurt him. We're the ones God choose on the team. So if you know you came from that, then why weren't you arrogant and prideful? I have nothing to boast in but Jesus Christ.
That's it.
I came from the hood. Vice Lords on one side of me, Deuces on the other, Impressions on the other, Guns and every day. I come from the hood from the west side.
I'm from Cabrini Green Projects. Dope
in
the house. Dope around the house.
Man, what y'all talking about? I come from the rough side of the mountain. I don't know no other side. If it's a smooth side, I ain't never seen it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I know what it means to be chased home from school.
Me too.
While you're on your way home from school, beat up. I know what all that means. I done been through all of that. I was born and raised in the hood. I know what it is to have a hole in your shoe with cardboard in it going to school in the wintertime. I know what that is. I know what you never got new clothes. All you got was hand-me-downs. I know what that is. Never having your own bed, your own bike, or nothing of that nature. Always sharing with your brothers and sisters, wearing each other underwear and socks. Don't play with me.
That's my buddy.
Hallelujah. Then you're going to rise up like you was born into royalty. I can't speak to people in some. You is a fool. That's what you are. If God ain't raised you up to be like that. That arrogance is not of God. I said it. I said it in anybody's face you didn't need to be told. Arrogance
right.
And pride is not of God.
Sure ain't.
Not of God.
You think you better than people? You have lost your mind because of your address and your zip code. God can change that overnight.
Yes, he can.
Because of the car you drive. He'll make it
my
so
Lord.
You won't have one.
See? Yes, he will. Yes,
hallelujah.
He will.
You better know what being humbled is. I thank God he just brought me the way. Hallelujah, of the Red Sea, and then let me cut across and just run in the back door of the Promised Land. See, some of these back door Promised Land people, I promise you, hallelujah, they ain't going to be able to take it in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. They're not going to be able to take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Jesus today. We got another call. That Brett Brown, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is blessing him right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 661, your mic is out. This better not be who I think it is.
Yes, it is. It's Prophet
Jermaine. Jermaine.
Hey, what's going
Jermaine,
on?
Where
hey,
you
man,
been,
I,
Jermaine?
I was listening to you, man. Something about I've been trying to call you, man. I've been leaving messages, and I said, no wonder I can't get a hold of you because you've been in the jail, man.
Jermaine, that was a long time ago, Jermaine. Jermaine, I wasn't there 24 hours, Jermaine. Come on, man. Don't be busting the prophet out like that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
I've been
trying to call you about that water, man. I said, I need some of that good water, holy water you got going on. And I said, I've been calling you about that.
You want me to tell you something? That water is still in there in the prayer room, man. That water is still in there at all. The people, they act like they the. Lily, did you get a bottle of that water? Lily gone.
No, I'm still here. No, I didn't get a bottle of the water.
I thought I sent you a bottle of that water when I sent you that stuff.
No, sir, you just sent me the anointing oil.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you one thing, I wish my granddaughter was on here today. Granddaughter, you on here? Where is my granddaughter? Chetwan, I just need to talk to here she is, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, look at here, everybody on here today. Chetwan, are you there?
Yes,
tell
I'm
them
here.
About the water and the lady. What's her name, Nancy? Was it Nancy?
Savannah.
Talk to her. Come on, testify today for me. Testimony to me.
I brought a bottle of the water back for Savannah. She was going through lung cancer, and Savannah used the water. And she got her report back after her chemo and her last radiation that she was cancer-free. But they have given up on her, but she's cancer free.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. God is still in control. Yes, he is. Thank you.
Savannah, I want to say this about Savannah. When Savannah was going through chemo and radiation, Savannah looked better than anybody I ever seen go through cancer treatment. I was looking at Savannah like that. Y'all, this Savannah right here got cancer. Like, you could not tell that she was being treated. You just could not see it. Normally, you can see it. Savannah looked good through the whole thing. I want to testify to that on her behalf.
Imagine, niece, the same thing with me. You could not tell. You couldn't tell. People were like, you just look so radiant. Even though my body was, I felt it in my body that I was torn down, like I just felt drained and worn down. But when you looked at me, you couldn't tell. And all I could do was say, that's the glory of the Lord. That's how I knew that he was working in this situation, because you could not tell that I was sick.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
God in heaven. People of God, let me tell you, you better hear me when I tell you, our God is real, and he's just as real as he can be. I told me and Prophet Darrell was talking, and I was telling Prophet Darrell, I do not, praise the Lamb of God, I do not sell anything, praise the Lamb of God, other than my books or what have you. I don't sell anything without the Lord releasing me to or telling me to or something of that nature. The water, praise the Lamb of God, the water. God promised, made a promise to me about the water, praise the Lamb of God. And hallelujah, I received so many testimonies about the water, praise the Lamb of God. And when it and the oil and the water, praise God, hallelujah. And I don't know, praise God, maybe a year or so ago, some of you all was on the air with us, praise God, and the Lord was telling us, I mean, we went through a series of anointing our children's beds, anointing, hallelujah, our children and the doorpost of our homes and stuff like that, because the Lord started telling us that there was going to be assault such as this school shooting and stuff like that, that it was going to start coming to pass on the children. But he said that when he saw the oil, that the death angel would pass over, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When he saw the oil, he would pass over. That was his word
Thank
to us.
Jesus.
And I know granddaughter is here, and she'll testify for this. I brought a whole case of oil to Chicago, praise the Lord, other places I went, preparing to receive a sacrificial offering for the oil, and the Lord would tell me, give it away. Give the oil to them to anoint their doorposts. Give the oil to them to anoint their children. Give the oil to them, praise the Lamb of God, for this, different reasons. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you this, none of us have brought a bad report about our children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of our children seemingly are going to a process of betterment, that they are getting better from the states they were in, praise the Lamb of God, and the things that they were involved in and things of that nature. Because of the word of the Lord to us and the warnings that he give us right here on this show, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I can't believe it is 1:58. I seem like we ain't been on that for an hour. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. I was trying to figure out, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what made you yoke me and this man of God up together? What made you link up together? You know, the Lord works with me. When I was in Indianapolis in the revival, the Lord had me to get water and lay prostrate out on the water and pray on this water and pass out blessed oil and blessed handkerchiefs and everything. And I was like, my mind is just blown, because I was like, Lord, that is me. That is me. You deal with me in that realm, in that area.
My God in heaven.
Hallelujah.
My God in heaven. Yeah, man, that's the way God has has moved upon me about the water and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, and about that oil. My God, praise the Lamb of God, the water and the oil. The water and the oil. Hallelujah, the water and the oil.
Hey, Prophet,
yeah.
You're going to have to give me at least about 5 gallons of that water. and give me a caseload of the oils.
Oh,
I got a lot
God.
Of
work. Well, man
I
of
got
God.
A lot, I got a lot of work to do. I got a lot of work to do for a lot of people.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we love you today. We are out of time. Prophet Dale, thank you for being here, and all of you that are here. Praise God. Those of you who want water, those of you who want oil, you know you can order it through the website. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there. It's right there, psmintl.org. People, God is working miracles. I don't know if you was on Jermaine to hear the testimony of Lili. The cancer is totally gone. The doctors have told her that it
yes.
is a miracle, hallelujah, that it is a miracle that is gone and that she is cancer-free today. And we thank
glory
and God. Praise God for all that he has done. This has been an awesome show, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl and I thank each of you for being here with us today on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. All the way from coast to coast, thank you so very much. Spread the word, people of God. The best form of advertisement is word of mouth. Spread the word that we are here every day, Tuesday through Friday, from 12 to 2 p.m. Praise the Lamb of God. Just letting the love of Jesus flow, the knowledge and the word of the Lord. I love you all. I bless you all. Don't forget tonight at the Truth Church, praise the Lamb of God, Ford Road and Silvery Lane in Dearborn. Ford Road and Silvery Lane in Dearborn, 4 blocks west of Telegraph Road. Praise the Lamb of God, the Truth Church right there. Hallelujah. Come and be a part of our hour of power tonight. I love you. I bless you. Until tomorrow, you know what God's doing. Making us all brand new.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will. Now I